We're on the line with the BMW Oracle Head of External Affairs, Tom Amon, who explains the America's Cup so that we can understand it. So, Tom, this as far as the multi-holes goes, what have you guys got up your sleeve that you're practicing with at the moment?
Well, both teams, actually, Alinghi and ourselves, have been practicing at what are called VX40s. They are 40-foot catamarans which are raced in a high-tech circuit here in Europe. And we've been practicing pretty much daily now. We took a short break here for the Easter holiday, but we'll be back at it later this week. And these are exciting 40-foot catamarans. And Russell Coutts and Jimmy Spithill from Australia and a number of our sailing team have been out every day for the last 3-4 weeks in the what we call VX40 catamarans.
Tom, can I ask you, when we lost the America's Cup, the Butterworth-Coutts combination were perceived as traitors and stealing it off us and all those sorts of things that Patriots tend to get involved in. What now is the relationship, now that they're on different sides, what is the relationship between Coutts and Butterworth like?
Well, listen, I know both these guys well, and I think this has been a very difficult period for them. I suspect they are lifelong friends, and when we get through this difficult period, that friendship will be renewed. They're two of the best sailors in the history, not only of the sport, but certainly of the America's Cup. Russell, of course, has won it 3 times. Brad now has won the Cup 4 times. And there's just nobody better in the game. And they'll be on opposite sides in this one. But I suspect that big picture, long term, that even, Michael Fay, Sir Michael Fay and I were on opposite sides in the 88, what Peter Montgomery called the coma off Point Loma. And Michael and I are cordial friends now and have been for years. So sailors are good people at heart. You get sometimes, because there is no governing body, because the rules are old, 150-year-old deeds of gift, and you get these lawyers involved. But at the end of the day, we all just want to go sailing. And hopefully we're now moving forward, and we'll look forward to a great match. Whichever one of us wins, then we hopefully will do a conventional America's Cup. We certainly will. And that's why Team New Zealand is pushing for us to get this thing going as soon as possible. And I just want to say thanks again to Grant Dalton, to Jim Farmer, and everybody associated with Team New Zealand who have been very, very supportive of trying to get this thing moved forward as soon as possible.
Tom, you've got to say that the cynic in me, and it doesn't come to the fore very often, but I've seen enough of America's Cup, like everyone here in New Zealand, through particularly the court actions over the last 20 years. The cynic in me would say that Ernesto Bertarelli, without doubt, has unlimited funds. It advantages his cause to delay this thing for at least another 6 months, because that's going to drain all the other teams of money, and money gives anyone a distinct advantage in this particular game. The only other person who can match it with Bertarelli at the moment would seem to be Larry Ellison and the BM Oracle team, which is your lot. It is not in Bertarelli's interest to say, let's sail in October. It's in his interest to say, let's sail next year, maybe sort of June, July, deplete the coffers of the like of Grant Dalton, and of course, hamper his efforts after this race has gone forward to actually win the America's Cup.
Well, I really can't, you'll have to ask them, guys. I don't know what motivates Alinghi and Mr. Bertarelli, but you're absolutely right, and Daltz is right. We want to get back on the water. We want to move forward as soon as possible. That's the best thing for all concerned, all of the teams. None of us, certainly on our team, wanted to go through this current exercise. So the sooner that, now that we've been forced into it, we get on the water. If we win, great. We've already on record. Let's get another race going here in Valencia in 2011 or even before. And we're looking seriously now. Russell has me and others working on the possibility of doing it even in 2010, maybe even before that. That's what Daltz wants. That's what Mike Sanderson, who's the head of the British team, Moose Sanderson, another good Kiwi boy. And that's all that the sailors want. And why Ernesto Bertarelli and the Alinghi guys want to delay is, well, you'll have to ask them.
Well, look, Tom, it's always great asking you about anything yachting. If we ever manage to get hold of those guys, we will ask them. Something makes me think it'll be hard for us. But, look, we really appreciate your time, and good luck with getting on with the task.
Thanks, guys, and hope you had a good Easter. We hope to see you wherever this regatta is, sometime yet this year.
Awesome.
We'd love to be there. We'd love.